Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Julie Kutuzov, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Cap Quality Value Strategy. Welcome, Julie.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, market returns were strong in the second quarter amidst more comfort around tariff policy and little signs so far of inflationary pressure. Momentum and low-quality stocks outperformed quality ones. Can you speak about how this strategy performed in the second quarter, both on an absolute and relative basis?
Sure. As you mentioned, markets ended the second quarter strongly, with losses in April marking the early days of tariff announcements, followed by a recovery in May and a surge to new highs at the end of June, driven by investor optimism that the Trump administration will take a milder-than-feared stance on trade. The Russell 2000 Value Index, the strategy's benchmark, ended the quarter up nearly 5%. With investors embracing risk, benchmark names with lower earnings quality and higher volatility led the way, an unfavorable environment for us. The strategy underperformed the benchmark during the quarter, primarily due to unfavorable stock selection in the industrials, financials, and healthcare sectors. We were also hurt by our lower exposure to the information technology sector, the benchmark sector with the highest return, up over 26% for the quarter.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the second quarter?
Construction Partners, ticker ROAD, was our highest stock contributor for the quarter. Other top contributors were Cheesecake Factory, ticker CAKE, RBC Bearings, ticker RBC, Armstrong World Industries, ticker AWI, and Houlihan Lokey, ticker HLI. Construction Partners engages in the construction of roadways and highways. The company's focus is on smaller road resurfacing and maintenance projects, where competition is typically limited to local players. Hot mix asphalt must remain above a certain temperature, limiting the distance it can be transported to the construction site. This creates niche geographical markets, with Construction Partners holding a leading position in each of its markets. The company reported solid revenue growth and margin expansion as it continued to gain market share and benefit from robust road infrastructure spending. Watsco, ticker WSO, was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors included Hillman Solutions, ticker HLMN, Azenta, ticker AZTA, RLI Corporation, ticker RLI, and Getty Realty, ticker GTY. Watsco is the largest independent distributor of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC equipment, to residential and commercial contractors in the U.S. Most revenues are related to repair and replacement activities, which, HVAC being vital to human well-being, are seldom discretionary. Shares lagged, driven by weaker equipment sales, particularly in the company's commercial business, due to the ongoing refrigerant transition. We see this issue as temporary and continue to admire Watsco's leading market position, supported by the company's scale and proprietary distribution technologies. We believe that Watsco should continue to benefit from its long-term relationships with equipment manufacturers, population migration to warmer states, as well as more stringent efficiency and refrigerant regulation that leads to sales of higher-priced products and faster adoption and replacement cycles.
Julie, are you seeing any impact of tariff policies, and do you have any concern if this will have a meaningful impact on any particular holdings in the strategy?
So far, the impact has been limited, but the situation is highly dynamic with a number of new tariff announcements recently. We also know that some companies front-loaded orders to take delivery of goods before tariffs went into effect, while others postponed deliveries expecting lower tariffs ahead. It may simply be too early to tell. Our main concern remains the inflationary nature of tariffs and the potential impact on consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy. Thus far, inflation in the U.S. has been trending close to the Fed's stated goal of 2%. But June CPI data released in mid-July does suggest stronger evidence of tariff pass-through in several core goods categories, such as household appliances and home furnishings. Even before tariffs were announced, inflation remained elevated, with prices of everything from groceries and restaurant meals to housing and insurance much higher than they were 4 years ago. U.S. consumers have generally proven resilient, but certain segments, such as lower-income consumers, have been struggling. This means that even companies with strong pricing power are likely to find it more difficult passing through price increases, potentially leading to reduced profitability. While no segment is going to be fully immune, businesses reliant on sourcing inputs from abroad are going to be most affected. One of our holdings is a leading distributor of hardware products, such as fasteners, and personal protective equipment, such as gloves and eyewear. The majority of products are manufactured outside of the U.S., including in China. The company expects to pass through increased costs to their customers dollar for dollar, leveraging a relatively low-ticket nature of these products. We believe that, similarly to the recent period of post-pandemic supply chain disruptions, solid balance sheets and pricing power will be key, and we expect our company's strength to shine through once again. We run a high-conviction portfolio of proprietary businesses with under-leveraged balance sheets, which are the result of this company's durable self-funding ability. While not immune to an economic slowdown or inflationary pressures, we believe the companies in our portfolios should perform better than their less differentiated, highly indebted peers.
Julie, has earnings growth so far this year been meeting expectations within the companies in the portfolio? And can you talk about where are areas of strength and or areas of weakness?
Earnings expectations are closely tied to the economic outlook. Small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically sensitive and, as history suggests, despite greater domestic focus, most affected during periods of trade-related volatility and general macroeconomic uncertainty. As such, we came into the quarter with expectations of weaker earnings growth, driven by tariff-induced inflation and interest rates staying high for longer as a result. With the impact from tariffs relatively muted so far, earnings growth has generally met expectations. With the macroeconomic uncertainty likely to persist, at least in the near to medium term, however, we remain cautious and expect to get better visibility over the next several months. As for areas of strength and weaknesses, companies like Construction Partners and Armstrong World Industries continue to benefit from robust infrastructure spending. At the same time, with high mortgage rates hampering the housing market activity, companies like Hillman Solutions that are tied to the residential housing segment remained under pressure.
Lastly, Julie, are there any areas within the portfolio or any companies that you feel the market is currently overlooking for their long-term growth potential?
As I mentioned, one such area of weakness currently is housing, with high mortgage rates overshadowing the long-term opportunity associated with the significant shortage of residential housing in the U.S. It is actually in this type of a dynamic, uncertain environment that I feel particularly optimistic about the differentiation opportunity for long-term investors like Kane and Mr. Rudnick. I believe that our high-quality investment philosophy, in-depth fundamental research process, and active portfolio management are particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our KaneCast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to KaneCast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.kane.com. KaneCast is the official podcast series of Kane Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of Carr or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by Carr to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. Carr does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.